The themes and the content discussed in this programme may be of an adult nature. It is not suitable for younger ears.
Live and local.
After the watershed.
Mia.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's weird to come in straight in with my guest and just kind of say Mia straight away.
I do like a bit of warming up first.
Did you? Did you? Can you hear the duck when you hear our jingle?
I don't
no
recall
duck.
A duck.
No, no duck. Okay. So, hello, everyone. So, Alison Ferns, my co-host, is... hey, Mia, Alison's in panto.
I heard.
And she's playing a mermaid called Dolores.
Some people get all the best jobs.
So she's, I think she's rehearsing Dolores right now. She couldn't be here, and she's going to be gutted to not be here tonight. And I'll tell you for why. So, you know, Santa comes once a year.
Poor Santa.
Exactly. So we don't want... Be less Santa.
Be absolutely.
So what we wanted to do tonight and after the watershed was to get Mia in. So I should introduce Mia Moore, editor of Glitterati, world-renowned international sex reviewer.
I am. I'm a sex toy reviewer and writer as well. So one of the things I do is review sex toys and lingerie, which I've just realised I forgot to bring in, for a peer-reviewed, but it's like a trade magazine which covers China and Australia. Asia and the Far East. So I review sex toys for a living.
Before we get into the toys, how did you get into that?
Oh, well, I used to be in the music industry, and well, there's a huge crossover.
There you go. Say no more.
Yeah, music journalist to sex writer. There isn't much of a, you know, much of a bridge there.
No, how did you do it?
Honestly, I'm just wonderful at kind of, you know, finding interesting things to do. I'm not very good at being straight-laced. So if there's something unusual out there to do, I will find it.
So we've asked Mia to come in and give us some suggestions. I'm loath to say stocking fillers, but you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. Stocking fillers, little gifts to put under the tree. But that I've got a kind of after the watershed feel. So it's putting the X into Xmas.
Absolutely.
Did you like that,
you did
Mia?
There.
Did you notice the wink?
I did notice the wink.
Thank you.
I don't know if that works on the radio for everyone.
Doesn't
else,
matter. It doesn't matter. So what do you... Well, first of all, do you love Christmas?
Well, I'm Jewish, so we kind of have Chrismica. Which is a mixture of Hanukkah and Christmas. But what happens at Hanukkah is you get kind of the equivalent of a filled stocking. So you get little items, so something small every night for 8 nights.
Really?
So stocking fillers is still relevant.
Yeah.
And half my family isn't Jewish, so we do Christmas as well. So the kids are absolutely favourite time of year for every reason you can imagine.
So what kind of gifts do you get in the Hanukkah stocking?
So for kids, you know, anything kind of small for kids, from things like, you know, I don't know, like a nice notebook and pen, or, you know, it's just really like stocking filly tokeny things, you know, little thick box of chocolate, some toiletries, you know, just small kind of token things. So you might get something bigger on the first night and on the last night, so that might be your proper Hanukkah present. But all the other nights it's something small and just fun, you know, a little toy or a little, you know, cuddly toy. Or
do you go the Satsuma route?
We do in the stockings, obviously, right at
do
the bottom.
You?
Yeah.
What's that about?
I don't know. I have to say, one year, I remember as a kid, we didn't get one, and I was disappointed.
Christmas was ruined.
I was just like, why am I disappointed? I think it's the tradition more than the actual content.
What's the difference between a Satsuma and a Clementine?
They taste very different.
Do they?
I can't believe you don't actually know
that. I don't know. I don't care.
Are you not a citrus fan?
I take my vitamin C from Barocca.
There you go. Actually, Kiwis are supposed to be better anyway.
They are.
There you go.
Yeah. And Australians.
Whack, whack, whack.
Oh, honestly, that's the jingle. There's the jingle. Is that a butt plug?
So, yes. So, this is actually a butt plug from our friends who you've done, we've both done shows from before, Taboo or Lust, which is in the Lanes.
Yay.
And this is a lovely yellow silicone butt plug, which has a heart at the one end, because obviously with a butt plug, you have to have a flared base, because otherwise, naturally, your body will suck it up inside. So, never, ever use a standard vibrator that, or anything, any object without a flared base. All of these incredible stories you heard. There was something in the news the other week about some guy had a 7-inch dildo that had to be surgically removed, because that naturally your body will kind of suck things up. So you need...
You notice I've gone silent?
I do notice you've gone silent. There's a cold sweat breaking out, isn't there, Vivi? So this butt plug has a flared base, and then it has a heart-shaped flared base, so that and it says, fill me up.
That's beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful? And I mean, they have other ones which say, I think, I can't remember what the other ones say, but if you look at the Taboo or Lust website, because it's the same thing, you'll be able to see for yourself. So butt plugs, I think, are a great stocking filler. Not so good for the kids at Hanukkah, but for Christmas stocking fillers, for naughty things, for your partner or one of your partners, depending on how you are. And it's also, it goes for everyone. So it's not just if you're
male. Is there a one size fits all?
No, they're actually different sizes, obviously. So in terms of one size fits all, it goes across all genders. So
right,
it doesn't
right.
matter. We've all got an arsehole. Some of us are married to one. It works for everyone.
So what I love is it's a really kind of calming pastel yellow colour.
Oh, and the other one's pastel pink as
well.
Yeah,
kind of making them kind of not romantic as such.
No, what it means is not intimidating.
Yeah, not intimidating. Alison Ferns, or Dolores as we know her from now on, her fear about any kind of... She won't mind me saying this because she says it all the time on the show.
Tell her deepest, darkest
secrets. Always because I prompt her.
Okay.
Prompt stroke mark. How's that tea?
It's delicious, actually.
Nice?
This is what I miss out on coming in the evenings.
It's nice. She doesn't want to get buy sex toys or anything because she doesn't want that fear of when she dies, and she never will die.
Well, not as a mermaid, surely they don't.
No, forever. She will splash on for forever.
on forever.
that her family and loved ones might find the drawer with all the items in. The yellow butt plug there, that's a paperweight.
So this
you
is
could
the
get
thing.
Away with that.
Yeah, there are enormous ones out there. And also, you always need a backup. So I had this conversation with my brother.
Quite literally.
Literally, I had this conversation with my brother many moons ago. I think before I was married as well, just saying, look, if anything happens, this is the box. Can you just get rid of it?
Where would you throw it? Like in
well,
the sea?
I don't know, but if anything happened to me, I wouldn't want my parents to, it's all right if my brother knows about it. Like I said, right, it's here.
Yeah.
Can you just get rid of it? So, yes.
That's a very trusting, close relationship with your brother.
I had to call him in the very distant past and say, on the home phone line and say, I've left something under the pillow. Can you just... Mom and Dad are going to find it.
This is awful.
I know.
If my brothers are listening, don't worry, boys. This will never happen. So we did a show the other night on audio porn.
Ooh.
Yeah, really interesting. And one of the girl on the net, we were talking to girl
I
on the net.
I love her. She's one of my favourite people.
She's fantastic,
she's
isn't
amazing.
She? And she was saying the really popular genres, and one of the most popular genres of audio porn is porn about sex toys, which mm-hmm. I just thought was really interesting. I thought it would be BDSM or subdom, but it was other taboos, but it was sex toys. And the butt plug ones were really, really popular. What's the...
attraction?
Yeah.
So I think with anal play, a lot of it's to do with the fact it's slightly transgressive and taboo. So that's probably it as much as anything. It's a bit more, quirky and less mainstream, but it's also not too, you talk about BDSM, it's not too much, if you see what I mean. Kids, I think, women as they're growing up, and even guys are more, what's the word I'm looking for?
Open?
More open to anal sex. She's given me a very filthy look from across the... If looks could need bleaching, then... Yeah, I think that's why. So I think, you kind of expect that to be at some point to try that in your life, whereas perhaps when we were younger it wasn't such a thing because, it wasn't everywhere. It's in porn, all the time. People have access from it from a very young age. So it's something they expect, but it's still got this taboo, thing around it, which makes it kind of interesting. So, yeah, I'm not surprised.
So you're not surprised.
Because also, if you think about it, it's also achievable. Anybody can use a butt plug. So it's kind of, like I said before, it's kind of universal and it's open to all. So that would also explain its appeal, perhaps, in erotica.
Do you have to lube that?
Always.
And you've got some lube there.
I have some lube. So this is really important. Dun, dun, dun. This is the unsung hero of good sex, basically, with yourself or with somebody else. And there are different kinds. So if you've got a silicone toy, like this butt plug, as I said, is a silicone butt plug. Did I mention that?
What's the point of silicone?
So silicone's body safe. It's not porous. So it means it's really super hygienic. So things like glass and metal and silicon are the best things that you can use because they're not porous. So stay away from anything that looks like a jelly. You know, the kind of slightly transparent things you get, most of those will have body toxins in them that you don't really, not body toxins that are bad for your body.
Yeah.
That you know, you don't want to be involved in. And some you can get burns and stuff from that. It's really not nice. So silicon things are more expensive, but that's because they've also, a lot of them have got, not really, haven't got much drag. So if you're going to insert something in your body, you want something that's streamlined. So this silicone one, butt plug that we were talking about, you want to use it with a water-based lubricant because it doesn't degrade. Often silicone lubricant can degrade silicone sex toys.
Silicone lubricant can degrade
silicone sex toys. So always use a water-based lubricant, which this is, with any of your silicone sex toys.
Okay.
However, for example, if you're having anal sex, you might want something that lasts a bit longer and is a bit more effective than water-based lube, in which case you'll want silicone lube for that.
Okay.
So, but with
that for the toy, water-based for the toy,
water-based
silicone.
All toys, and you know, between yourselves if it's easier. And there's one thing that I really want to say that's important is that flavoured lubes, stay away from them. You can get flavoured lubes everywhere. I bought one example in right now. And there's a load of different brands of them, but the main point is that they will give you thrush. Don't use them. If you can imagine, what's this one got in it? Let's have a look. Sucralose. So what's sucralose?
That's like sugar.
Right? So they've either got sort of, you know, what's the word I'm looking for?
Glycerin,
thank you. Or sucralose. And that stuff's going to give you thrush. So you might have a lovely tasty time, but you'll pay for it.
What if you want thrush
and that's your thing, each to their own. Go ahead, use bucketfuls.
So you know, there's a gap in the market, natural yogurt flavoured lube.
I hadn't thought
that
of the natural.
Beat the thrush.
What am I looking for the word?
Bio thingy.
That goes
the yogurt. The yogurt stuff.
The live yogurt. Biocultures that are supposed to help fight thrush. But yeah, so these ones, I mean, I think it's really important. Lube is so important in terms of really getting the most out of your body and also the most out of toys. Like most of them, people don't realise how important lube is.
And also I think there's a weird prejudice against it because people think, maybe men will think they're not doing
the right job,
turning someone on enough, and the woman will feel embarrassed about needing it. But you don't, you know, there's a million reasons why you could need
it. Yeah, I mean, also, if you're not using a flavoured lube, it can help you avoid thrush because it's actually helping reduce the friction. So there's so many wonderful, it's my unsung hero, honestly. I'll always say, you know, what should I buy? Lube, that's the first thing. So yes, 100%.
Should we give any prices here? How much is lube?
There's a million different brands. What you want to make sure that the one you buy hasn't got any parabens in it, because obviously that's not great for the body. So if you can avoid those, that's the best thing. But a lot of them do contain parabens, but then so do face cream, so you can make your own educated decision about that. So they'd probably be like a fiver or something like that, maybe less than like £3.50. It depends on the brand. And there are some that are specially made for women of a certain age. So you said, you know, some guys might give themselves a hard time, but naturally, women at different times in their life and even throughout the month, we fluctuate in terms of our natural ability to produce lubrication.
And stress and depression.
Exactly.
Everything.
And, you know, all of these things.
And also some men aren't good at sex.
I'll take your word for it. So, yeah, so with all of that kind of thing, you know, it shouldn't be the taboo that it is. It's not a taboo. It shouldn't be the kind of, it shouldn't be questionable. I'll stop with the lube now, but honestly, I can't overstate it, BB. I just can't.
I'll write that down for Alison, a lube show with Mia.
Yeah,
Mia.
I could genuinely do a whole show on it. I will just keep going. So,
can I ask about that? Because that's what I think I want.
What's that, my lovely?
What's the purple, like,
so
sellotape?
This is not sellotape. It's bondage tape. So you can get it in gorgeous colours. It's about a couple of inches wide, so it looks like a big roll of kind of like gaffer tape. And you can get them. I had a collection at
home.
Can I
have a little feel, please?
I just love it. I love it. And you rip it. It's really clever. You like gaffer tape. You rip it with your teeth.
It's not sticky.
No, but it sticks to itself.
Whoa.
So
isn't science brilliant?
I love it. Honestly, that stuff's amazing. So what it does is it sticks to itself.
Yeah.
Obviously around your wrists or around wherever you're, you know, but it's less intimidating, you know, again, that word, then
no chafing.
No chafing.
Then Alison could hide that in the drawer that she's got her scissors.
She could. It might look like wrapping
and
wrapping
string
stuff.
Wrapping paper, so she doesn't need to get embarrassed. I love the look of that. No chafing at all.
No chafing, and it's available pretty much everywhere, and it's cheap and cheerful, and a really good way to spice up your sex life.
Yeah.
Without, again, you know, needing loads of, you know, clunky collars and cuffs and all that kind of stuff, which is, you know, costs money, first of all. You know, good sex bondage gear costs money.
Nothing's cheap. Even being cheap isn't cheap.
It is not cheap. Good quality stuff isn't anyway, but this is just brilliant, and it works for so many different things.
That as well is great, because we had the pleasure of going to the Anne Summers store. Have you seen the video?
No, I heard about it. Yeah, I was having a conversation with Richard about it online.
Yeah, I bet.
He's your producer.
Yeah. Well, director.
Okay.
He
filmed
it. So, yeah, we went to Anne Summers. So our good friend of show and brilliant woman, Madam Storm.
Yeah, who's amazing.
Who's amazing.
She's super fierce.
Was like the spokeswoman about a campaign that Anne Summers had done. And the campaign was just, it was an Insta poll, just saying, what are your secret kind of desires, what kind of stuff you into, what did you want to delve into, and BDSM, that's 65%, that was the thing everyone to get into, just to try.
So this is a brilliant soft start.
Wouldn't that be a great soft start? Exactly.
Yeah, really,
that.
That's what I'm saying, and that's you know, not terrifying. It's not, you know, clinking chains or you know, leather. You know, lots of people aren't into leather as well, so obviously that's more vegan friendly.
Have we got anything here that is terrifying? Just for the lols, really.
No, I've been pretty... I left all the terrifying stuff at home because it's so heavy.
Okay. What's that happy birthday?
So this is a...
Because this is Christmas.
No, I know, but I was just... It's an example, because I've got a whole section for guys over here, for terms of presents and gifts, which is a sleeve. They call it a masturbation sleeve. So this one happens to be a birthday one, right? You can get lots of different varieties. And you, again, use them with water-based lube, and you place your member inside. And here's another version here, which has got... got vibrations. So you put your...
It looks like a shaver from the...
That they deliberately designed, I think, to look kind of, you know, it's black and it's kind of looks a bit like a kind of stealth bomber mixed with a shave. It's kind of like, Iron Man, put myself in here.
Can I see it, please?
Sure, go ahead. It's not open, though.
Oh, I won't open it. Satisfy Man.
So there's loads of that's just one brand, and there's loads of different kinds. So one of them, some of them heat up, some of them vibrate. Some of them are just, they come in an egg. A brand called Tenga, which is quite popular, comes in literally in an egg, and you can get a different egg. They're really good stocking fillers, actually. Tenga eggs that are male masturbators. So there's, yeah, sleeves.
So with the brand vibrator, you're giving your best part the extraordinary stimulation you deserve. Let yourself enjoy one climax after another with two super strong power motors.
So, yeah. So those kind of things are absolutely brilliant. You have to be you know, aware of two things. Once you need to be able to clean it.
Yeah, because
easily.
Do they ejaculate in it?
Well, obviously, a lot of them do, yeah. And B, if you're not... if you're quite a big guy, a lot of these things won't fit you.
Oh, right, sure.
Yeah.
That's what they're telling you.
No, but it's a fact. So, you know, it would be worth, I mean, with all of these sex toys, it's worth really, really reading and digging into the reviews and finding somebody. Always buy something that's got lots of good reviews and really sort of do your research first.
This review, which is a quote on the box, like a blowjob, just better.
There you go. So lots of them are like blowjobs. There's one, there's quite a few electronic...
A blowjob rather than penetration.
Yeah, well, they're, I think a lot of them are sort of designed to feel like that. So some of them are like blowjobs. Some of them you can squeeze on the outside. So they're very supple, these sleeves. So you can make the, you know, you can make it feel like a blowjob or like anal sex or whatever you like. And there's loads of different ones. I call them, am I allowed to say the word?
Yes.
I said a cock in a can is basically one of these kind of like tubes you get by this brand called Fleshlight, for example.
Well, Fleshlight are the famous.
Yes, other brands are available. But some of them have, you know, the entrance is shaped like a woman's anus or a man's anus or just an anus, because an anus probably is just an anus, isn't it? Let's face it. As I said about the universality of anuses.
I couldn't identify a gender just by a bottom alone. No, I couldn't do that.
There you go. So we've got that. And some of them have got lips around them. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Look like, you know, labia. So, yeah, and then we've got this other thing here, which is actually...
Can I say one more thing?
Yes, my
about lovely. About the, what they're called, sleeves.
Yeah.
So, first of all, Fleshlight,
it's a funny name. It is a
It's a very good name. And it is like a torch, it's like a flashlight, isn't it?
It is, I suppose. Yeah, exactly.
When we've talked about, again on the show, about the introducing sex toys into your sex life, some people are reluctant to because they feel it will insult their partner in some way. Will the partner will feel that they're not enough. What do you think about that? Because if you go home and you find there's a Fleshlight... What if your partner starts buying gifts for the Fleshlight?
I did just read about some Ukrainian guy, I think it was in the news today, who married his sex doll, and as a birthday, this is the really confusing thing, he married his sex doll, silicone sex doll, and as a marriage gift, he bought her some plastic surgery. Which I don't really understand.
To look like...
I don't know. He just kind of obviously wanted to, you know, he thought, oh, here's something for you, darling. Maybe you could look like more like this. I just think it's absolutely fascinating. That's the ultimate sex toy, really, isn't it? Having a whole doll.
Yeah.
I can't remember why I was talking about this now. We were talking about having your partner's...
Is there a conversation you have, or is there a way to introduce sex toys that you don't need to feel? Because a lot of these are for couples, a lot of them for solo play, but a lot for couples as well.
You can always kind of get involved, can't you? Even if it's a Fleshlight, you could hold it between your breasts, or with your hands. Obviously, I don't think anyone would be that. I haven't got muscles in my boobs particularly. Anyway, I need to work on my
work
pecs.
On that, yeah.
But yeah, so, you know, there's always a way to be involved with sex toys. I think for a lot of people who've been together a long time, or even, you know, it's an enriching thing. It's not an either or. You know, it's not, I have, you know, if you've got sex toys, then you're not going to want to have sex with me. That's not really how it works. It's kind of, you know, it can all be combined.
It's like masturbation and porn.
Exactly. They're not mutually exclusive. You can just enjoy, you know, everyone, most people masturbate. I think it's just being a bit more honest about it, probably.
Do you think generations now, you're younger than me, but even younger than us, are... because I'm thinking, if I had a relationship with someone and sex... I think when I've started sex relationships with people, sex toys haven't been something that have been there right at the beginning. There's something that have kind of been introduced, or we found out about them later. Yeah. But do you think generations now kind of really are so open with them that they'll use them right at the top of the relationship?
I have no idea about that. But I think you can pretty much guarantee that most young folk will, you know, in their sort of 20s or 30s, will have a sex toy. It's just, you know, Anne Summers is on the high street, for example. We talked about that before.
Honey, you can get it online.
You don't even have to leave the house. Everything comes in anonymous boxes, and it's not got this stigma attached. You know, it's just, it's another part of, I think people realise as well how important a good sex life is for your mental health.
Yeah.
And a good sex life doesn't have to be a good sex life with somebody else. It's just as much about celebrating your own body as being with a partner or few.
And use it or lose it.
Yep, there you go.
What's that? That looks like a soup blender.
Which one are you talking about? this is that complicated. I've got a whole table array of different sex toys and products.
What is that?
And it's just like, well, which one are you talking about? So this is called the Deluxe Auto Pump. So this is interesting. It's actually got a realistic mouth sleeve. So if you can imagine a really long cylinder with at one end a mouth sleeve, what this does is it pumps your... if you're male, it pumps your appendage. Or, you know, if you're trans, you might want a slightly... actually, this is quite a good one because it's got this realistic mouth sleeve, which makes it slightly smaller. So what it does is it uses suction and air to increase blood flow to your penis. And
how long does that last for?
So this is the interesting thing, right? Again, something like this, some of them, there are a few online that have incredible reviews. So some of them...
Bathmate's a big brand.
Yeah, Bathmate's a big brand. There's a really good Tracy Cox one. That people just sing praises about, which is, you know, I've always been very dubious about these. I don't think overall that they probably make a huge difference to the length of your penis or even the girth, but apparently in terms of blood flow, especially for older guys, they work really well to get everything moving. So if you use them regularly, then you know your blood flow increases, and therefore you're easier. It's easier for you to get erections, you know, unaided.
Yeah,
which is interesting because you know. So this one's a masturbator, and it's the brand is Size Matters from XR Brands. So this is a masturbator as well as a pump.
Yeah. Wow. Two for one.
Yeah, and it's an electronic one. So some of them you actually have to kind of winch with your arm.
Like there's kind of like furiously to keep it going.
I was going to say like those dynamo torches or dynamo bikes.
I mean, that is huge.
It's huge on the outside.
Well.
So for a lot of people, this is actually too small. Because the length that's actually in there, if you're about sort of 7 inches, I think, by the time you're in there, which 7 inches is, you know, more than the average, I believe, then but it's still quite a common size, then you're going to hit the end pretty quickly. So you have to be able to, you know, read the instructions and make sure you release the vacuum before you try and take yourself out.
Is that a box of popcorn?
No, we're coming to that at the end. That's the end final, isn't it?
God, I love a big present. what else have you got?
So what else I've got? I've got small things here. So I've got things, again, we've got a cock ring. This is a small one. This just goes over the penis. You can get bigger ones that go over the balls as well.
So can we talk about cock rings, please?
Sure. I think, they're amazing. You get some which are kind of diamond shape and kind of curve slightly, which also stimulate the perineum underneath the balls. So again, firstly, they help keep you hard. Secondly, got to use lube with this. A lot of people have such struggles getting these on, and it's, you know, feels like they're ripping your bits and your balls up, but they're not. It's just you actually just need to use lube, and people don't realize that. This was honestly so many. Forget
WD. You let it go.
I'm not going to let it go. Forget WD-40. Lube is the way forward. So yes, this is the thing. This cock ring, which will basically keep the blood contained in the penis, they'll keep you harder for longer, and they're just really, really good fun. They always look great on as well.
Would you slip on a cock ring after you've used the
Size Matters thing?
Yeah, the
penis pump with mouth sleeve. Yeah, if you've lasted long enough, you could do that.
Size Matters
is a masturbator as well, this one.
Yeah,
but the cock rings themselves, they look great, and there's so many different kinds. You can get metal ones, which are like, you know, just like an enormous kind of ring, like a yeah, there's just so many different uses. 101 different uses for a cock ring, all on your cock. But there's loads of different varieties. And talking of cocks, I've got this here, which says...
you can't say
which
that.
I can't say that, but it's about vegans and having vegan condoms. So you can get vegan condoms, which is a really good idea. 100% vegan and organic, and they're called Glyde, G-L-Y-D-E condoms. I'm sure other brands are available
as well. G-L-Y-D-E.
As in Glyde.
Yeah, but what's the point of changing the Y?
Maybe there's probably somebody else who does them with an I.
I don't like that.
Why?
Because it's just pointless. I could understand Prince changing letters and numbers because he was Prince. Can I ask something about... So what are the vegan ones made out of?
Well, I'm not actually sure.
Vegans.
I'm not entirely sure, but I just like the idea of that. I thought that was a useful thing to bring along.
Really,
if you're looking, because veganism is a kind of growing trend.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was a really good idea to say
and
that you don't...
They're
as effective. There are more condoms around now in terms of diversity, in terms of sizes. There's actually a really good brand called Perfect Fit, which you measure your knob, you know, length, girth and everything, and it's individual sizes. So it's not, you know, you get like, if you're going to, you know, the high street chemists, you just get small, medium, large kind of thing. These are actually designed to fit you properly. So it's like, you know, you wouldn't go into a shop and say, I just want a bra. You know, it's like you need the size. So it's the same thing for a...
It is really great, and I love that. And it's inclusive, and it's like, you know, it's nearly 2020, we're moving forward. And then it is hilarious that there is a brand called Size Matters, because that's kind of like knocking all the PC out of it, isn't it?
It totally does, but that's another side effect of porn, is that guys are feeling, you know, unduly bad about themselves. And actually, it's not... Size isn't everything. A lot of, you know, one of my friends, she really doesn't like a big knob. She's just like, it's just not her thing. And it's, you know, I think people can overstate that the size is such a thing, because they're seeing these guys on, you know, on the screen who are just crazy. And not only that, not only are they big anyway, but they're in your face because they're on a screen, which is like that big, which is completely unrealistic.
So we
blown up inside, you know.
We also interviewed, I'm going to have one of these chocolates. Ooh. Mia's brought in some chocolates. Poor Dolores Allison is not going to get any of these. I'll give her one. And they're shaped like
a Christmas present. Caramel Christmas presents.
How delicious. What was I going to say? Yeah, we interviewed Flo Perry on the show, mm-hmm. Who's written a book called How to Have Feminist Sex. And it's and the whole thrust, if you will, of the book is...
see what you did there.
Thank you. Is it's bad to draw attention to it, though. I mean, I mustn't, if I'm going to say something that awful, what are you taking?
I'm taking my ADHD medication.
Oh, good.
Don't mind me, guys.
And the thrust of it was that, you know, women should be able to have the sex they want, you know, how to have the sex you want, so defining what the sex is that you want and then how to have it. And one of the questions we asked is, can men have feminist sex? And Flo was like,
that's a great question.
Thanks, mate. And Flo was like, yeah, of course. And one of the points she made was what you were saying is that there's real patriarchal pressure on men in sex as well, performance based and kind of how they look and everything as well. So I see why items like the masturbator site, pump exist. But poor men.
Kind of.
Yeah. what else we got?
So we have, I've got some other really small fun things. So I've got a collar here. Which is a kind of, you can get them from pet shops. I've actually lost the lead for it. I don't know where it is.
So that's for a pet?
No, well, it was for a pet.
Okay.
But it's also, you know, a little bit of fun for the bedroom.
So it's kind of a lilac-y purple with a Alison Ferns would have snatched your arm off of
Swarovski
that.
Crystals.
She loves a crystal.
Yeah, it was a good present, actually.
That's gorgeous.
That was gifted to me.
And you just slip it on your little neck?
Yeah. With a lead as well.
So you'll actually be led around?
Well, that's one thing that can happen. It can be also say you're kind of kept in place in terms of in the bedroom, in terms of position. It's more, you know, it's not necessarily a really kind of hardcore thing. You can say it's really pretty and sweet.
Because it's pretty.
Yeah. So it's kind of a fun thing. You don't have to get into all the
It's
whole,
a nod to it.
Yeah, you don't have to get to, you know, you can do the whole, submissive thing. This is a kind of gentle start again, I think.
And is there little kind of clasp at the front there that you
that's the lead.
That's what you put the lead on. Is the lead as pretty as the collar?
It matches.
You
collar
are
and
kidding
cuffs.
Me.
Not
is it? Does it have crystals as well?
No, unfortunately. It's a real shame. So there you go. Shame. So that's a good start. And that also you can get bondage tape to match. We were talking about earlier to match your collar.
I really love how you accessorize sex.
Honestly, I'm a real colour buff and I've got so many different colours of bondage tape because I'm just like, does it go with that outfit? No, darling, it doesn't.
The nearest I've come to accessorising sex is putting a red light bulb in when I was about 18.
Oh my God, I remember when those were rage. Not a good idea. So there we go. And then I've got some Kama Sutra dice here.
Oh, go on.
So you get two dice, one of which has, one of which has actions like kiss, suck, lick. And the other ones have body parts. So you throw them together and you can get really silly combinations that make absolutely no sense whatsoever and you just keep throwing them. So that's just a really fun small thing. I think, things like a game. So there's one here which is like Caught in the Act, which is a role play game. Oops, and all the cards are coming out.
Oh,
and
you've totally used that before. Look at them, throwing them. One of those
We didn't. We were like, oh no, I'm going to save that. So you've got a little window like you do. You've got a window like you do on an advent calendar. So you open it up and it goes, you are the only art student in a life drawing class. The nude model is so sexy it's hard to concentrate, especially when they begin to pose suggestively. As they start to touch themselves, you try to keep drawing. See how long you can keep it up. So that's obviously this is a role play thing. So one of you is the art student and one of you is the
role play model. And the Kama Sutra one is kind of is suggesting. So what a beautiful thing to do. You've had your Christmas dinner.
Oh my goodness.
Man's on the sofa. Chitty chitty bang bang. We're Elf. Fighting over the strawberry creams.
Yeah.
Bad Santa. Let's get out the Kama Sutra game.
There you go. So that's
brilliant.
But these are really good fun, and there's so many fun, just silly things that are just, you know, really just a good laugh. And sex, really, you've got to have a good sense of humour to have good sex. You know, it's not. You've got to laugh at the noises. You've got to laugh at the, you know, all the things that kind of end up happening.
Have
by mistake.
You ever had a sex injury?
Oh no! I almost had to call a locksmith out. But that's not the same thing.
Why?
I'm not even going to go into it. Anyway.
Can I say something else about the cock rings?
Yes, my lovely.
You can get kind of couple ones.
Mm-hmm.
So there's something
we've got a buzzy bit on
right,
them.
So that stimulates the woman's clitoris, or actually just below that.
Yeah, or it stimulates the guy, or both. But yeah. I'll be totally honest. I never think they work very well.
Really,
that's just me. Probably
even with your magical lube.
Even with my magical lube, it's not really about the lube. It's about the contact and the
position.
I don't know. I don't know. It's horses for courses. I don't like to put a dampener on anything.
Okay.
Keep revved up with it all.
Could cock rings fall off? Could they come off in you?
They, or inside?
Yeah.
No, because they're outside.
Are you sure?
They're outside
forever.
Things. Yes, forever and ever, amen.
Okay.
So that's that. And then we've got, this is a must have, which we haven't mentioned yet, but they're really important. It's got three things here, apart from the lube. This is a womanizer. So this is a suction. This is one brand. There are other brands.
Yes.
It's a suction toy. So suction toys have been the thing for the last few years. Because what they do is, instead of vibrating like a vibrator would, and actually I haven't got any vibrators here at all, I've just realised. I'm so over vibrators. No, I'm not. But I've got different things. So what we've got here is this suction thing, and what it does, it kind of gives you like a sensation of oral sex on your clitoris. So it kind of sucks it up and it kind of laps it rather than vibrating. So sometimes with vibrators,
Should we try it now? We
could do. It's a bit rattly, this one, because it was an ex-display model.
Go on.
And actually, I don't even know if it.
No battery.
I charged it. But this is like I said, this is quite right.
Put it to the mic. That's like the Doesn't that sound sexy?
And this is, like I said, it's an old one, so it's one of the first ones that came out. So they've
blimey! Oh no, put it down now. It's making me feel weird.
So that's there's other suction toys around, and what's amazing about them is that it's a completely different experience. The sensation is totally different from
a
vibrator.
They're kind of huge now. Mm. I guess they're quite a relatively new invention. Why were we concentrating so much on kind of vibration and that movement?
Should we have a guess?
Then, because men were designing them.
There you go.
Stop it, really?
Yep. So this is a Canadian. It's a German company. So Orion is the, and now it's part of a Canadian company. But they were the original suction toy.
Can you put it on
brand.
My finger, please?
Yes, I think it's going to work very well because I've lost the nozzle for it. So these are really, really amazing, and I think everybody should have a go. I mean, I don't think it's going to work too well.
Oh, okay. I still want to marry
on radio.
Why do you say, when you say womanizer, do I think of Britney Spears? What was the song she sang?
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. I have to say, one of the biggest criticisms when they first came out, and these are, you know, the really groundbreaking, was the name was just the worst, you know. Anyway, what can you do? But I would really recommend looking up suction toys. Again, look for the ones that have got the best reviews, and also the ones that have got nozzles of different sizes, because obviously not everybody's clitoral area is the same.
So, you know the science, if you will, behind the pumps, which is suction makes them bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to end up with a clitoris the size of France?
If you're lucky. There's always hope. But no, I don't think...
Mon Dieu!
Mon Dieu! I think they're absolutely amazing, these suction toys. And they really work really incredible when they're used in conjunction with a plain dildo, like a non-battery powered one, or even just a normal vibrator. So if you use that vaginally and then use your suction toy clitorally,
God, wouldn't that be too much going on?
It depends how good you have, you know. Some people, some people can't do left, like my husband, he's no good at like doing piano because he can DJ, but weirdly can't do left and right hands when he's doing piano. This would probably be too complicated for him. But I can do, like, you know, everything. I was also practicing.
I can
darling.
Touch stuff. I'm imagining I've got this whole table covered.
Exactly, there you go. But I just absolutely love these.
I think that's yes. Really, it's that simple that women start designing?
Yeah, I mean, I think it makes a huge difference, also with these as well, the suction toys, before I forget to tell you, a lot of them have got vibration in them as well as suction, you get the kind of double whammy, but the vibrations don't tend to work so well on their own. So you might want a suction toy to kind of add to your collection rather than, and also a vibrator.
Right, and all.
So if you're doing that, then you've got, I've got here is, which is the Doxy, which
back.
Is...
That's for my back, isn't it?
They're amazing. You can use them for your back. Just don't use them on unexplained calf injuries. You know, that's always says unexplained calf pain, doesn't it? It always says that. In all, have you never read the instruction manuals for any of these? Always says, do not use on broken or irritated skin or unexplained calf pain.
What?
I think that's to do with DVT. I think that's why.
Oh, really?
That's my guess. I've always thought...
A little blood clot and you're going crazy with it. So we need to describe it. It looks like...
It's a magic wand.
It's a magic wand, and it looks like a little skinny Darth Vader.
So, yeah, you can get them in loads of different colours. They're really... heavy. The good ones are heavy anyway. My preferred brand is, this is a Doxy, D-O-X-Y, and they're made and manufactured parts and everything in Britain. And the quality is absolutely incredible. Really astounding. And they're just amazing toys. They have this whole issue here in the UK where people wanted Hitachi Magic Wands, which is a kind of original thing, which were American. Now, of course, in America, they use complete... Because these are all mains powered. In America, they use a different voltage system. So that when they brought the fakes over here, so people, they weren't compatible. You can't actually get an Hitachi Magic Wand in this country. So you'd get all these fakes. I've actually got one at home that I forgot to bring in, which is completely packaged and looks like a Hitachi Magic Wand. But would, you know, probably explode and bring it your house, cause a house fire. It's just like a nightmare.
But what a way to go.
For example, is, you know, absolutely stunning piece of engineering. And they come in different, they've got small ones and they've got, you know, different colours. This is cast iron. The guys, I think they make them at a family... what's the word I'm looking for? A family company. I think they would do a scaffolders, or they used to make, you know, one guy thought about it, William Garland, and then they made, he went to this local company and they were doing loads of scaffold parts and, you know, heavy machinery and all this kind of stuff. So it's incredible.
My dad was a scaffolder.
There you go.
He would
have known all about it.
He would have gone, oh, I can
see the sturdiness of that.
But what does it do? Where do you put it? Because there's a huge head on it.
So with this, it's got kind of a big, it's like a really long the body with a big sort of bulbous head. So this is where you want to hear the low rumble rather than a zzzz. That's not going to do it for you. And you can put it either around the clitoral region, or you can use it for massages, for sports massages as well.
Seriously,
genuinely. I mean, this is really, because it's plug-in.
Yeah.
It's really strong. And because it's got weight behind it as well, the Doxy does anyway, you can really kind of get in there with the muscles. So there's a lot of things you can do with the Doxy. It's not just for
Why would you sex. Use that over a clitoral stimulator or your
This
hand?
Is a clitoral stimulator as well.
But I mean specifically. So that just takes in a large area. Is that the point?
No, it means the vibrations are a completely different quality.
Okay.
Because it's deep rumbles.
Yeah.
It's not kind of like, you know, you get little bullets and they go, yeah. And there's a kind of, you know, the harder you hold those against your body, the less you feel them.
Yeah.
Whereas this one, you still feel it properly. It doesn't kind of cancel it out. And also, you can get kind of adapter accessories for it. So this is a kind of, what does that look like? Kind of like a soap, the lid of a soap dispenser, doesn't
it? It does. It's like a neon pink... silicone, I'm guessing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well done. You're learning quick.
You had, last time I saw you, your hair was that colour.
It was. And actually, it's all forever changing.
It's beautiful.
There you go. Hides the grey perfectly. But yeah, so this goes over the top.
Oh, I see.
And
it looks like Gonzo's nose.
So it does look like Gonzo's nose. But actually, what it is it's a G-spot stimulator. So you can put, you can buy accessories to go on the end of wands.
That's actually very clever, isn't it?
Really good. So you can get all different kinds of wands. You can get male masturbators that fit on the end. So you can get, that would
can
go,
you?
Yeah. So it's a kind of, you know, unisex.
Can you not drop things on the BBC
I'm
floor,
I'm trying
please?
Not to drop anything. So, yeah, so I think that, honestly, if you're going to get a wand, these are really expensive, but they are the best and they're
How
often in sale.
How much is a wand, like the average price then?
Well, you can get much cheaper ones,
but for
than
the quality.
That. But for the quality, you can, yeah, they're about kind of 100 quid.
Wow.
But a lot of the times you can get, depends, because they bring out different ranges and they have limited edition ones. A lot of the time they're kind of 80 quid or down to 60 quid or down to 40 quid or down to, you know, so there are always deals going on. It's always worth looking
it's
around.
It's a deal.
Honestly, no, there really
There's
is.
There's a Groupon.
Yeah.
But can I ask you about, so if it's something that, which is kind of, you know, is a lot of money, mm-hmm. And you
this,
want...
This thing is, this is got so many uses.
But it's state of the art and it's
state
the
of the art. And also that if you're going to, you know, get the accessories with it, you've got everything in you want a sex toy.
But you're going to want a warranty. Is anyone ever going to take a sex toy back if it's broken?
100%.
No one would.
Yeah, 100%.
So how would you? What would you do?
So some of them, if you there's one company, if you don't like it, you can use it for 364 days, and as long as they get it within 365 days, and you've used the hell out of it, and you just go, do you know what, to actually get on with this, it's fine. You get an entire year. It's not even just a warranty. It's a guarantee. You're like, if you don't like this, you can bring it back to us.
Whoa.
So there's actually a TV show about this company where they have people checking through what gets sent back. And of course, they have the rubber gloves up to their eyeballs. But, you know, it's not one size fits all. I can't stand rabbits. I just don't get on with rabbits. They
Which,
don't
of course,
suit me.
Because it's on Sex and the City and that just... I mean, the great thing about that is, even if you don't like the type of vibrator, I guess, it really normalised sex toys, didn't it?
Absolutely. And actually, Clitorati was around before Sex and the City as well. So it's been going for longer than that. But yeah, that was the kind of first... I mean, when was that? So long ago now. But it still has an effect now.
Listen,
it really
it's my most recent cultural reference.
It pretty much is for me as well. I don't really watch telly anymore. So I've got a rabbit here. So what's amazing about this particular... So people do like rabbits. This is the one that thrusts. So if you can imagine, and I did charge this up for you.
Oh, thank you. So the rabbit has the famous rabbit shape, and that's the clitoral stimulator bit.
Yeah.
So it's a vibrator.
Yeah.
For people that don't know, it's a vibrator with, again, I love the unscary colours.
Yeah, so these are all for, you know, I mean, some people find the pink patronising, but I'm just up for anything that's not black. That's just my personal preference. What does that sound like? So that's the shaft.
That sounds like me when I used to smoke.
There you go. Emphysema rabbit. So this has got a thrusting shaft.
Yes.
You can hear that. And then the little zzz, that's a, and then a bub bub is the rabbit bit.
Can we say something about noise? Because where do you stand on the silent sex toy?
Where do I stand on it?
Well, don't carefully. But are there silent sex toys?
There are sex
Turn
toys.
Turn it off.
I'm trying to.
Thank you. Turn it off.
Stop talking to me.
It's driving me insane.
There are different sex toys with different...
Please don't.
So this is another thing. Read the instructions before you play with it.
At least scrabble some eggs while you're doing it.
Yeah, that's a good idea, isn't it? I'm going to put it down there.
It's still going.
Supposed to turn this off now. There you go. That's usually what you do is you hold it down for 3 seconds, but I think my 3 seconds are shorter than the well, shorter than the rabbit's 3 seconds.
Silent sex toys.
Yes, my lovely. What did you just ask me? I've forgotten
well,
already.
About silent sex toys, they do exist. Because some people, even if they're brave enough, not brave enough, but you know, they're like, yeah, sure, I'll embrace the sex toy.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want Mater and Pater or flatmate or anyone
Absolutely.
Or kids or anything. Anyone hearing
this is
they?
Where any reviews come in useful. So you want to always read the review. People say, you know, that they have a quote in the sex toy world which is whisper quiet, which is very unusual. So they'll say whisper quiet.
It's whisper quiet.
It's not whisper. Most not things whisper aren't quiet. Whisper quiet. So it's very unusual. The whisper quiet ones are usually ones that don't move and they're inanimate objects.
It's just it's
a
glass tree.
Dildo or a silicone without any batteries or without any power. But yeah, I mean, the sound is a huge aspect of all of this kind of stuff. You just kind of, what does it sound like, you know, under a duvet with the door shut?
Mm.
Again, reviews, only online reviews, really, you know, if this is something that is important to you, which is for most people, then yeah, just do your research.
So the thing about the bullets, I know you haven't brought any vibes in, I guess.
That's a bullet there. Well, it's an egg, actually. I bought some eggs.
It's an egg. A love egg?
So this is going to hold it. How long have we got?
About 10 minutes, because I want the big present in a minute as well.
Okay, so this is a kind of vibrating love egg, which is just kind of a proper stocking filler one, which goes inside, and obviously this is not a remote control one. You can get remote control ones.
Yeah.
And it's like it's just like an egg that goes inside you, and they're really good for your Kegels, and they're just really a bit of fun. The remote control ones are especially good, because you can wear them out and about on your partner or, you know, whoever you're mucking
about I find
about
that
with.
Offensive. I don't want to be out having a lovely coffee with you. Not trusting what you're up to.
I would never trust what I'm up to.
Okay. that's a blanket rule with you. Okay, fine, I'm there now. I know the
coffee
rule.
Again.
Yeah.
So, and then the other thing I've got, so that was one kind of love egg, and another one I've got is called, it's a different kind, so kind of, you get weighty love eggs, and they're really good for your kind of Kegels, which are your vaginal muscles. So if you insert them,
yes.
Sometimes you don't even realise that they're doing anything, and then when you take them off, it's like taking off your bra or something. It's like, oh.
So usually you work those exercises by stopping a wee, basically.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Exactly.
But we're both doing this with our hands. But with those, you don't need to. Just by keeping them in, you're working.
And they have different weights.
Oh, that's cool.
There are different weights, and there are different kinds. So you can get single ones, you can get double ones. This one here is a completely different scenario because it's got electrostim. Which you use with an electric box,
right.
which sends a small current, which essentially makes your muscles contract involuntarily.
Is that safe? That's got to be safe.
Yeah, of course, these ones are safe. And these are silicone as well. Some of them are metal, and this is kind of a nice, softer one. So you can get all different kinds of love eggs. There was even one, we were talking about Sex in the City. There's one from the a program called Broad City, which were love eggs, which were actually had storage pouches in them, so they were tiny eggs, like stash eggs or something.
Keep your loose change in there.
It's called Nature's Pocket, is what they were called.
Are those the ones with the electric box? Are they the ones that the electromagnet that works the escalators on the tubes pull out?
More than likely.
I mean, there's a limit. The Northern Line is challenging enough, isn't it? Without one of those slap you in the eye.
Absolutely.
But you understand. Well, you understand. Of course, you do. But there's the appeal of the things like a bullet, because again, it's bung it in your handbag or travel with it.
Bullets are kind of lipstick size.
Yeah, so it's less scary sex toy as opposed to the huge
doxy wand. Yeah.
But you still think that's so amazing? It's worth.
Yeah, I mean,
having that. How would you, if your brother couldn't fit that in your sex toy box, how are we explaining that away? Soup blender?
No, you could just, mix. All you need to say is it's like for muscle pain.
It's muscle pain.
Because it's got such deep rumbles, it literally would work on any part
muscle
of your body.
Pain. What's my big present, please?
So your big present, hang on a sec, we didn't get onto the trans things, we might have to leave that for next time.
No, let's do one.
So we've touched on the extender, we've got one here which is the hollow packer or extender, and it's by this guy called Buck Angel, who's a trans porn actor. And he has designed all of these incredible. So there's also suction toys for female to male trans folk. And this is an incredible strap-on packer and extender. And it comes with a pair of kind of pants, so you can wear it. You can wear it kind of just as a pair of kind of Y fronts, if you see what I mean. They come in different sizes, and it feels absolutely incredible. And you can put yourself inside.
That's to enhance.
Yeah, it's basically to enhance what you've got or what you're kind of working on. And it's also so you feel more masculine, so you can put something swinging between your legs.
What's it made of?
It's made of psilocin.
Psilocin.
Which is what they've invented.
Sure. He's got a nice face. He's gorgeous. Oh, gosh, he is handsome.
He's super
I'm just
hot.
Squeezing that. Oh, that does feel good.
Yeah. So they come in different sort of colours and sizes. But they're not particularly realistic yet. But you can get more realistic ones. But I just thought that was a really nice...
Really nice.
..thing to bring. And then, are we on the last...
Can I have my big present, please? I've waited patiently. I've gone through the butt plugs. I've gone through your obsession with lube.
Obsessed. What's this,
ice
then?
Ice cream. You bought me an ice cream from Morocco.
I bought you an ice cream. And what's it got? Let's have a look. Pick up. It's got ice cream in an ice cream holder.
Yeah.
And I'll turn it on. It's going to work. No, it's not going to work for me.
I would make the noise yourself. So there's a little ice cream. What is that? It's an ice cream cone, and it's like a...
It's a day at the seaside, a sexy day at the seaside.
Why have you brought that in?
Because it's an amazing vibrator. It comes.
There is no way.
It's kind of 1920s, 30s kind of music. It comes in a... You know, for Brighton, Sussex, you know, it's very sort of Sussex orientated, isn't it?
That's going to make me move back to London. I'm not having an ice cream near my noonie.
Yeah, so...
How do I turn it on?
I couldn't get it to work. Oh. I might have overshared it.
It does look like an ice cream cone and with a kind of, again, a baby pink ice strawberry, I'm guessing, with a lovely, delicious chocolate topping.
Sauce, and it's absolutely gorgeous silicone. You can feel the quality of that.
Yeah, but what... Do you do anything with the cone end?
No, that's where the charger... No, they don't do anything cone. But this is the thing. This has got the motor in the cone, and then in the head bit, it's the, you know, where the actual scoop is, that's where the motor, that's
so
where the vibrations
funny.
Are.
I mean, this is, I mean, I feel like I'm being ungrateful, but it is ridiculous. Why is it 1920s music?
Because there's no copyright on it. I had the whole conversation.
You got me the cheapest gift ever.
No.
No copyright, mate. I'm sorry.
There's no copyright. But I just bought this because I thought it was beautiful.
And it is beautiful.
There are a lot of ice cream vibrators out there.
What?
There are.
Why?
I've got another three at home, but this is by far my favourite.
Is that a thing?
I think it's a fun thing. These are really good for foreplay rather than the main course, if you see what I mean. So it's like a little amuse-bouche. See what I did there?
My bouche has never been so amused.
There you go.
No, that's a beautiful gift. It's a thing.
It's a thing.
You know, so here's another gap in the market. We should make vibrators from confectionery. So there's a Flake one. Of course there is. A Toblerone. A Twix. A Kit Kat. Four Fingers.
I'm not. I was going to say. Don't
a Mars bar.
I don't think a Toblerone is very body safe.
Doesn't matter.
Think about
a
shape.
Mars bar.
Yeah. Again.
Yeah. We can't. We'll get her to do it. Mia Moore.
Yes, my darling.
I am so overwhelmed by all these presents. I feel awful because, of course, I got you nothing.
Are you all right, actually? Hang on a minute.
Got you nothing.
Hang on.
I made you a tea. Oh no, I didn't. Sarah did.
Sarah did. Thank you, Sarah.
These are so amazing. You know what I should have asked you to do, and of course there's no way of doing it. How do we possibly get everyone to, how do people at home know where to get everything?
So, again, if you're in the Sussex, Surrey area, you've got Taboo and Lust. You can go in and you can talk to people and actually have a conversation with them. I love all that stuff. And also there's She Said. There's a few kind of independent shops around. And I would also look online. I mean, Love Honey's the big one in terms of reviews. They've got everything there. They've even got the Thruster Rabbit that I showed you. It's even based on scientific studies. You know, you were there at the press day with me.
Yeah.
That's where we met.
I didn't know that a year later you'd be gifting me
a thruster,
a cornetto.
I do love
thing.
Thrusters, by the way.
No,
just
I know
not
you
into
do.
Rabbits, but thrusters are amazing. There are a lot of thrusters. So, and you can also ring up and talk to them, or you can have online chat. There are a few stores that do that. Mm. I would always look at the returns policy. Love Honey does have one of the best, but also, you know, I think people, if you're going to a local shop and you've actually spoken to somebody face to face, then you're also going to have a better chance of, you know, finding what you want immediately without having to try too much stuff. Everybody's so different. This is what I love about all of this. This is not even a tenth of the stuff that I own. It's just.
Do you have a like a spare room, a cupboard? Where do you keep your stuff?
It's a wardrobe.
It's a wardrobe.
See what I did there.
Thank you for joining us. Mm-hmm. It's been an education.
It has.
Every day's a school day.
It is.
And so, so Mia, this is how you get all your Christmas goodies. But this isn't our final show before Christmas. Ali and I, before Christmas, will be going through what we've learned from After the Watershed. I mean, you've given us the gift today of Gift of Gifts. But After the Watershed
gift
has
of
given...
Giving.
Thank you. And it doesn't stop giving, does it? But Alison and I, we've learned so much, possibly too much, from After the Watershed. So, next week's show, we'll be going through what we've learned this year. Have a great evening.